just when we saw the differences between the service, the current service, and what we expect to come in with the new Bristow helicopter, the AW189, there's quite a bit of, I suppose, worry in the area and on the coast about the differences there. Some of the differences, if I can go through some of them, is the range of the new helicopter. I've heard different figures being pushed around, but as far as I know, that range is 180 nautical miles, and that's with a 15-minute on-scene time for, say, a casualty vessel, whereas at the moment with the S-92, the proven range is 265 miles offshore with a 30-minute on-scene time. Like that can make an awful lot of difference to vessels offshore, and as everybody knows, our EEZ is 200 miles, so that's Irish territory. Now, if the new helicopter, or when the new helicopter comes into service, it won't be able to reach as far as Irish territorial waters. Another issue we had was the stretcher set up in the new helicopter. At the moment, two NATO-type stretchers can comfortably fit into the back of the S-92. Doing medevacs from the islands and from remote areas, from the likes of Errigal or the Blue Stacks or whatever. Now, in the new helicopter, the stretcher, which will be a basket-type search and rescue stretcher, will be pushed in on the floor, and the crews there are expected to work on a casualty or on a patient on the floor. It's just when you physically see the differences, it's to me, it's night and day. Equipment is laid out in front of the medic on the S-92. On the AW, they're pulling out equipment from the rear as and when they need it, and it's single role. So they're either doing a search and rescue or they're doing a HEMS mission, whereas the S-92 is dual role. It can do search and rescue and HEMS at the same time. So there are quite a lot of differences there, Catherine.
Do you think that the helicopter that's set to replace the current Rescue 118 helicopter in Sligo then, do you feel like that it's unfit for purpose in the sense to cater to the west coast and northwest coast of Ireland?
I think it is a very different case in the west coast. As I said, the range of that helicopter, like I have friends fishing in, out of Killybegs on some of the bigger boats, and I know the ranges are how far they travel to the fishing grounds. And I would like our local search and rescue helicopter to be able to reach them in the case that they get into difficulty. Things like that, I think the S-92 is perfectly suited for the West Coast and for the islands. The majority of our islands are on the West Coast. And we've seen, for instance, in 2024, we had up to 60 medevacs from Arranmore. It's a busy island, a very active island with a lot happening on it. I'm sure Tory and Boffin and all the rest are exactly the same. And I want that. I want as good a service as possible from our local base. And I think, and a lot of people agree with me, that the S-92 is the best tool for that job.